We have musical theater artist Brandon Nace and his pianist Jim Wilson. They are going to be doing a guest artist recital for the Missouri State University Music Department in an intimate, well, of course, Hammond's Hall is not at all intimate, but you'll be doing an intimate setting because you'll have seating right on the Hammond's Hall stage, rather like what happens in the emerging artist concerts in a way. But that will be on Monday evening, the 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Hammond's Hall. Well, Brandon, it's good to have both of you here this morning, Brandon and Jim, and it'd be great to provide us some biographical info if people may not know who you are.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, my name is Brandon Nace. I'm a musical theater artist who's based in New York City. I've just completed my graduate studies at New York University in musical theater, and I'm now entering into that world of auditions and performing in the musical theater industry.
Have you done much professional performing before that?
Yes, I have, actually. Well, as I got into grad school is when I really started pursuing performing. My undergrad is actually in music education. Kind of the draw of bringing me here as well is being able to give insight to the music education students, having done that for my undergrad as well.
So will you be talking with them during the day on Monday?
Yes, I am. Well, I've been here all week, actually,
okay.
And have lectured to quite a few music education classes, as well as done some coachings for the musical theater students. And I gave a master class on Monday, and we'll also be giving a master class this afternoon.
Well, Jim, tell us about your background.
Yes, I'm from the Dallas area, Plano, Texas. Played piano there for a church. I'm with several different bands and jazz ensembles throughout the area. Work with Brandon. Actually, we met when he was an intern with the choir program at the church there in Plano. And so one of my favorite things is just accompanying vocalists. Definitely collaborating with Brandon is a great challenge. He picks very interesting music. And it's just a real dynamic event, so a lot of fun to work with Brandon. So I'm excited to be here with him here in Springfield to do it again.
What drew you to the world of musical theater and musical cabaret, that sort of thing?
I've always been a theatrical person, to say the least. when I was doing my undergrad, I didn't get a lot of opportunity to pursue musical theater. Just because I'm sure a lot of the music education majors here will attest, you don't really have time for anything but music education.
Because you weren't a performance major.
Correct. And so once I kind of got into the world of teaching, that bug kind of got back into me after doing some shows in my hometown. And
what is your hometown?
Amarillo, Texas.
Okay, so you were both Texans.
Yes, both Texans. And so I just thought, you know, there's no better time than the present, and decided... Mm. I think if I don't pursue this now, then I'll kick myself in a few years. And I've had a lot of success and can definitely tell that I'm where I should be.
It's an interesting kind of dilemma to be in, to be immersed in, just because of the particular major that you had, immersed in the education and academic aspect of it, but yet have this hankering to perform. You know, I guess performing right now is what is taking center of your particular interests and your passions right now. But I mean, do you foresee getting full time into teaching at some point?
I know that for now, I definitely want to pursue performance. I have had success in a lot of auditions and with shows that I've been cast in. And so I know that that's where I should stay going. But something like this, where I get to come and coach singers and speak with music education courses, that also kind of instills the bug in me to be like, I really like doing this. I like coaching. I like teaching. And so I don't think that I'm done with education by any means.
Okay.
I think... For now, I just want to...
You're able to combine the two, really.
Absolutely, yes.
And you were actually brought here by MSU's new choral director.
Yes, Dr. Cameron Labar. He and I go way back as well. As Jim said, I was an intern at the church that he was the youth choir director at. And also, while he was doing his graduate studies at North Texas, I was doing my undergraduate studies. So that's where we met.
North Texas, but he went into choral music instead of jazz. That's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Well, all right. This concert, do you want to call it a concert or a recital? What do you prefer?
Concert recital.
Yeah, there you go. By Brandon Nace and his keyboardist Jim Wilson will be on Monday the 21st at 7:30 at Hammond's Hall with free and open to the public. just basically open seating, or do people need to get tickets beforehand? Okay, tickets are available at the Hammond's Hall. Or, no tickets needed. Okay. All right. Well, this is Cameron's wife, actually. She's driving them over around campus, and she taking knows more about this than I do. So no tickets. Actually, no tickets required. Probably accommodate a couple of hundred people, I think, on the Hammond's Hall stage. As I said, it's kind of like the Don and Betty Wesley Emerging Concert Artists series in that regard, with intimate contact with the artist right there on the stage. What kind of repertoire are you going to be doing?
I'm really doing a range of repertoire as it pertains to the musical theater world. I'm doing some Golden Age stuff from Carousel, Man of La Mancha, and I'm also doing a lot of contemporary things, quite a few things that have just been seen on the Broadway stage, so I'm excited about that. And Jim and I are kind of known for our own arrangements, so you'll get to hear some of that, too, within the musical theater repertoire.
Things that you two have basically created specifically for your own performance.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Taking a traditional song and making it more of a jazz or a gospel or a Latin. We like to put a little twist on some of those.
Now, you've also got a guest artist with you, or maybe more than one. I know you, Chris Thompson from the music department is going to be joining you at least on one duet.
Yes, we'll be singing... probably one of my favorite duets in the musical theater repertoire.
A lot of people's favorite.
Yes, Lily's Eyes from The Secret Garden. So I'm very excited about that as well.
So as you say, you're really doing both contemporary stuff and classic stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, in your own performing career so far, how much of each have you been able to get cast in?
Luckily, I am able to do that wide range of repertoire, from Golden Age and classical to very contemporary. So I've actually done quite a bit of both. I've done quite a few new musicals, and I mentioned that I would be doing a piece for Man of La Mancha, and I was able to do that show and operetta. I've been very fortunate to be able to do just a wide range of musical theater repertoire.
Did you do a lot of classical vocal training?
Yes, my undergrad, while doing music education, I was... And actually, for half of my undergrad, I was a double major for vocal performance. So
okay.
I was very
classically But you didn't go
trained.
Toward opera and leader.
No, I didn't. But I would always recommend that the classical training should come before the musical theater training.
Okay, you just handed us a note.
Oh, yes, and I will actually be back here in the spring.
Okay.
I'll be performing the tenor solos in the Mozart Requiem.
We didn't even get to what vocal range you are. So there we go. All right. So
yes.
Brandon is a tenor. And of course, in a musical theater, it doesn't really matter all that much because you can transpose things to whatever key feels good to you or whatever works for you. But you'll be singing the tenor part in the Mozart Requiem next spring with the MSU choral ensembles.
Yes.
Do you have a date on that? Okay. Well, we'll get it later. But people can look forward to seeing you again here in Springfield.
Yes.
Sometime probably March or April when they do their choral masterwork concert with the Mozart Requiem. And again, this concert of musical theater with Brandon Nace and pianist Jim Wilson is free and open to the public. No tickets required. Seating right on the Hammond's Hall stage Monday evening, the 21st at 7:30 p.m. You can call the music department for information at 836-5648. And what do you have coming up? Of course, you've already mentioned coming back to Springfield for the Mozart Requiem. What do you have coming up in the future? The immediate future, let's say.
I will just be heading back to the city. I actually just finished a production right before I came here of Little Shop of Horrors, so I'll be heading back to the city just to take a little bit of time to breathe. It's been kind of a crazy summer.
It can get pretty hectic.
Yes.
And Jim, what do you have coming up next?
Oh, just a lot with the youth choirs and the choirs at the church. School's back in. We've got tours.
You've got a day job.
And another day job on top of that.
Right,
so
yeah.
It keeps me busy, too. So, yeah.
So do you miss having a day job yourself?
Oh, sometimes when you're wondering what you're going to eat, it's a little.
Yeah, because there have to be slow,
yes,
slow,
yes,
slow
absolutely.
Portions but, of the career. But
I love the work that I get to do. It's a different kind of work as opposed to a day job, but I definitely wouldn't have it any other way right now.
Well, all right. Brandon Nace and Jim Wilson performing at Hammond's Hall in an intimate seating on stage sort of arrangement with free admission, no tickets required. Monday evening, the 21st at 7:30. Again, you can call the music department at 836-5648 for information. And again, Brandon will be back performing the tenor role, or the tenor, not, it's not role because it's not a stage production, but the tenor part in the Mozart Requiem with the MSU Choral Ensembles next spring. Well, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right.